USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd has taken place in Houston. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said we're fighting wickedness in high places. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden appeared in a video message during the service. He spoke to Floyd's six-year-old daughter.
I know you have a lot of questions, honey. No child should have to ask questions that too many black children have had to ask for generations. Why? Why's daddy gone?
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
People are wondering why protests are being allowed, but prayers are not. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A small earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area, where residents reported slight shaking, but no injuries or major damage. The magnitude 2.7 quake was recorded at the University of California, Berkeley, at a depth of 6 miles near the edge of the campus, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Parts of the university near California Memorial Stadium sits along the Hayward Fault, which is an active seismic line that has produced many small earthquakes, but no major events in more than 150 years. Scientists say the chances of a major quake in the Hayward Zone is increasing due to the length of time that's passed since the last event. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.